Hello, it's Lisa and Pete for a Wednesday edition of The Catch-Up.
Fidget spinners are the new craze in schools, and we spoke with Toby Truen from Hale School to hear the pros and the cons.
And it made us feel all nostalgic for our own crazes from when we were growing up. We asked for your favourites as we took a walk down memory lane.
And Dan the Internet shares his apps of the week, including one that basically does the homework for your kids.
Lisa and Pete, they're like family. Look after your family and loved ones with a prepaid funeral from Purslow and Chipper Funerals.
This is a Lisa and Pete podcast made in Perth for Perth on Mix 94.5.
The latest classroom fidgeting craze has divided schools. fidget spinners, Lise.
It sounds strange to say the latest classroom fidgeting craze. Kids have been fidgeting in classrooms for many years.
Some schools are against it. Others, like Hale Schools, are welcoming their use. And we're joined now by the director of the Hale Institute of Innovation and Research, Toby Truen. Thanks for joining us on the show.
No, thanks for your time.
Hello, Toby. Now, tell us about the fidget spinners and fidget cubes. What is the role of these things, and all of a sudden they're everywhere and with kids?
Yeah, it's been a bit of a craze that sort of has become apparent quite recently. I think, interestingly enough, they've actually been around for over 10 years, these devices, mm-hmm. but suddenly just emerged and become very popular, especially in a school environment as well.
When you look out over the schoolyard, right, are you seeing just about every single one of the students in the schoolyard with one of these in their hands?
Oh, it's probably not quite at that stage yet, but certain year levels definitely. We're certainly seeing the uptakes quite strong with students. Yeah, we have a lot of these sorts of fads come and go a lot of the time. I think I heard one comment that bottle flipping was the big craze, and how it's so 2016 now that come and gone very quickly.
Mate, it's amazing. The bottle flipping, if you haven't heard, is when a kid half fills a bottle of water and then uses the lid or where the lid's attached, screws it on, and then you got to try and flick it up in the air and make it go over itself and then land upright on the ground.
Interesting.
It was a hell of a craze.
If it's in the science laboratory, perhaps. Now, the idea of the thing is a lot of kids, a lot of people are fidgety, more so than others. You know, they're either the foot tappers or the pen clickers and that sort of thing. And this is what it's for, isn't it, for kids that are very fidgety like that? But it's taken off as a craze for everyone.
Yeah, it has.
More of a toy than a...
Yes, it has. And I guess for us, it's something that we've seen in other forms before. So we've had students who spin pens on their hands. We've had other students who have used stress balls in the past other types of things. You know, some students need that sensory outlet and the kinesthetic learners. Mm. We realise that and try to provide a personalised learning experience for our students. So we understand that there's sometimes a time and a place for those students to have those types of devices.
Are there any times and places where you've seen that the student maybe shouldn't have those types of devices?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think one thing that, at least at our school, we give the discretion to the teachers for that, to make that judgment. And mm-hmm. and I can give a perfect scenario. On late last week, I actually had one of these devices my students had, and you could see that he was using it. It was under the desk, and I guess the defining moment for it is whether or not it's using a cognitive load. So is it using their working memory in the classroom? And
right.
and for him, you could see he was looking, he was concentrating, he was paying attention. But then after about 5 minutes, I think the distraction kicked in and he suddenly was looking at it, he was playing with it, doing tricks, and suddenly the other students in the class became distracted by it. So that's where you probably need to show a bit of discretion and draw the line, and when you realise that it's affecting the learning.
Well, Toby, I congratulate you on sort of acknowledging that you can have that discretion and it's not just a yes or no black and white sort of picture, and putting the effort into actually seeing where it's kids just playing and where kids actually could be benefiting from having it.
Exactly.
Good for you.
Yeah, no, we see that with students. Everyone's different and we understand, and you even see that in the workplace now with walking meetings that people have, standing desks in a lot of workplaces now. And we actually... doing our own research project at the moment in partnership with Curtin University, looking at standing desks which coincidentally have fidget bars built into them.
Oh my God.
Fidget bars.
And even already from those, we're seeing from the early results that the students have less discomfort, more concentration, and also less restlessness by using those. And they quite coincidentally have those fidget mechanisms built in.
Wow.
Well, at least they're not texting.
No.
Thank you, Toby.
All right. Yeah, appreciate the chat. Toby Truen, Director of the Hale Institute of Innovation and Research. Keep up the great work you're doing out there.
Excellent. Thank you.
Thanks, Toby.
We're talking favourite crazes off the back of this fidget spinners
fidget
craze.
Fidget spinner.
We've got some people who've called through. Mandy in North Coogee, your favourite craze?
Well, my daughter's really in the 90s, the crazy crabs, the hermit crabs.
Oh, yes.
They were just,
They were
actually quite gross, really, when you think about them.
That was so much more interesting than the pet rock phase that sort of proceeded. That was like, come on now. This is just That's a rock right. out of the garden. You're having a land of us. Well, we got yeah. savvy and we wanted crabs.
How many did she go through, Mandy?
And no leash required. No,
yeah. nothing.
Yeah. Well, both my daughters. Yeah, we had about, I taught on one.
No.
Yes.
Oh. And then we vacuumed up one as well.
Oh, jeez.
We went to...
I'm sorry. I'm just thinking because you'd hear it as it goes up the pipe. Donk, 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 donk.
Oopsie.
Oh, far out.
Thank goodness for the pet shop. And they all look the same.
Well, they're still out. You can still get them. There's a great
can
place
you
in.
Really?
Yeah, there's a place in Rockingham, and the website's crazycrabs.com. And they actually have like hand painted shells as well with different,
wow.
yeah, like faces oh, wow. on them and
hipster
all sorts.
Crabs.
Yeah, okay. Hipster crabs.
All right.
You get your crab a beard and everything. Thanks, Mandy.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thanks,
Thank
Mandy.
You.
Favorite crazes, Kelly and Spearwood.
Well, I'm certainly glad I didn't have a crazy craze.
I know. What was your craze?
Oh, look, I wanted every craze. So
yes.
from one craze to the other, but my favourite was the knuckle bones.
Oh, I love them. Yeah, knuckle bones.
I love the knuckle bones. And my 10-year-old daughter, actually, her and I play knuckle bones now.
Yes, I play with my nieces. I couldn't wait till their little hands were wide enough to do a bit of a onesies and a twosies. It was great. Sweeps.
That's exactly right. I love it. I've got my original set from being a child.
Oh, were they made out of like real knuckles like Lisa's were?
Before that my grandmother made me my first set and it took 6 weeks of, you know, roast dinners.
We weren't as poor as that.
Oh, and I went with my corn cob dolly. Oh,
wow. Thanks, Kelly.
Thanks, guys.
Enjoy.
Hang on, one more here from Nick in Hall's Head. The favourite craze, mate, what was it?
I got into the Rubik's Cube.
Oh, I never had the patience for the Rubik's Cube. I learned how to tear off one side and get it going. But how did you go, Nick?
I used to tear the sides off and pull them apart and all of the things. And I watched all these other kids doing it. And I was jealous of innocent.
Did you ever actually do it?
Well, in the end, I went out and bought the book.
Oh, yes. Because there was
I memorised it all. And then I started getting faster and faster. I meant to beat the kid in the end.
What's your best time, Nick?
I got it out a whole lot one time in 27 seconds.
Woo, that's pretty good. Yeah. Even with, you know, knowing the formula and everything, that's pretty good.
I can't do it now like that. I can't do it, but it takes me a couple of minutes or so now.
That's all right. I used to do the old Fonzie thing with all the coins on my elbow and be able to catch about, when we were doing it recently, catch about 15 20s. And we did it in the studio here recently and I'm still looking for my change.
But I'll tell you what, that video is somewhere online at mix.com.au. It's gold. Yeah. Thanks, Nick.
Thanks, Nick.
No worries, not a problem. Cheers.
See you, mate. Because I'm happy. Clap along if your iTunes account has been approved. Because I'm happy. Clap along if you feel that downloading is the truth. Get the update on what to download. It's Dan the Internet with Lisa and Pete.
I love how you don't even have to say we saw what he did there. He's so obvious.
Hey, bae.
Good clapping, by the way.
Hey, yeah, nice
Welcome.
Clapping.
Dan, the internet, our web guy, he's in to talk all things apps. What apps you got for us today?
So let's just put this out on the record right now.
All right.
I am the least craftiest person in the history of the world.
I love a bit of craft.
Apart from gaming, do you?
Yeah, see, I do.
I've never, ever done it, and I'm not very good at it, and I'm never going to do it, right? But there's an app they've just created called Tribe, a show and tell for people who make. And what it does, it's like a Facebook or a social media for crafters.
Aww.
So you can make something, share it with the fellow crafters, and then they can critique it, give some suggestions, that kind of stuff, and you end up creating a community of crafters. So I think that's pretty cool.
MacMate. Because you can make so much stuff out of macaroni.
Boom.
And you ask the kids, it's coming up to Mother's Day. I bet there's some macaroni artwork going on right now.
Seinfeld statue.
I just watched the Seinfeld. Where is that?
Silly Jerry.
Because he's silly. He's a comedian. Yeah, hilarious.
And remember, if you're just starting out, it's not bad art. It's contemporary.
Oh, it's that's most true. Contemporary, especially if you can eat it.
So I'll chuck that up on the Lisa and Pete homepage.
Okay.
Now, the other one, kids these days, people.
Yeah.
And I'll use this whole dating thing as, you know, when I was hard to believe, but when I was a much younger nut and out there on the single game, this nut would have to, you know, if I wanted to ask a girl, I actually had to get the phone, find the courage and the confidence.
Stay within a reasonable distance of the phone too.
Dial the rotary number, make sure I didn't get the wrong number. Yeah, that's the one. Ring her up, talk to her dad. Can I speak to her? You know, it was a big effort, right?
It was a massive
now
effort.
You just swipe right, left, and boom, you know?
Yeah.
Anyway,
mind you, we could also ring up and hang up after we broke it up. But then we can't do that now.
That's true. it extends now for kids these days. I'm sounding like one of those people, but this is terrible.
What? All right.
There's now an app called Socratic.
Socratic.
Like Socrates, right? Socratic.
Okay.
It's a homework app.
It's not like Socrates.
You literally, you take a photo of your little problem, your school problem, whatever it is, math, science, geography, whatever, boom, take the photo. This little app uses a whole bunch of algorithms to find the answer and then step you through it.
No
way.
It's
the ultimate cheat notes.
It's the ultimate cheat notes, right? Now, as a parent, I'm going, well, you know, I want sort of want my child to learn.
Do it the old-fashioned way.
Do it the old-fashioned way. But then.
Or cheating.
But I'm the same parent where they come to me and say, can you explain Euclidean geometry to me? I'm like, no, I cannot, but this app does.
Excuse me? What did you say? Euclidean?
Euclidean geometry, yeah.
Euclidean geometry.
Yeah.
No, I don't remember that.
Oh, well, see, that's why.
Euclidean!
I don't remember it either. That's why I need this app. But great app, I guess, for parents who get those awkward questions about, you know.
I bet.
Euclidean geometry, and you can actually just go, well, you know, well, this app apparently, all sorts of subjects.
I saved my parents that pain by not doing maths beyond year 11.
Yeah, well done. Right. Yeah.
And I had the reverse. I had a dad. My dad's an engineer and very smart man.
Very mathematical.
And we used to have fights because I just didn't get it. And I'm looking and going, mate, I don't get it. And he gets so frustrated, he ended up yelling at me.
I totally believe there's two sides of the brain, Dad.
Yeah,
it
definitely.
Leads to, and there's, you know, play music and all that sort of thing. So it's not going to go there.
Nah, exactly.
To that thing that you said. that's how far mine goes.
But really, I mean, I haven't tried it out myself, but it's in the app store in the top rating. So it's obviously working and people are loving it. So it's probably worth a check out for people with kids who may have a few of those tough questions to answer.
All right.
I'll answer it for you. Just give me 2 seconds. Boom. Yeah, right. It's that. It's A.
Euclidean geometry.
There you go.
But that's not the name of the app.
No, no, no. It's Socratic. It's on the Lisa Repeat homepage under the Dare the Internet button.
Thanks, Bay.
No
Thank
worries.
You.
Mix 94.5's Lisa and Pete, made in Perth. Join them weekday arvos from 4 on Mix 94.5. Lisa and Pete aren't just made in Perth, they're local legends. Nominate a real local legend in your community to say thanks. See the Perslow and Tipper Funeral website to find out more.